Well, we think this is the year to empower the home cook. And we're happy to be taking on that task with one of the most popular how-to-cook shows on TV, America's Test Kitchen. Today, we're going to talk tools. But I'm not talking about knives and pots and pans. Instead, I'm talking about more culinary science, because that is a tool, and understanding a little of that gives the home cook a huge leg up. Molly Birnbaum and Dan Souza are the executive editors of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Molly, Dan, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So could we talk about bitter tastes? Because it's curious that fast food, you know, which is so popular, and its appeal is salt, fat, and sugar, and yet people are really taking to these bitter foods, you know, the dark chocolate, the bitter greens, hoppy beers. So what do you think the story is here?
So bitterness is an incredibly complex flavor, which we have a very complex relationship to as humans. It's very individual. We all taste it differently, and we all feel very differently about it.
And at Cook Science, we were very interested in it, and we sent a reporter, Courtney Humphreys, out to Colorado. She has a very interesting relationship with bitter herself, and she visited a place called Mycotechnology that is making bitter blockers that you can add to food. And then she's also visited a place where they're brewing beer that's very bitter and very hoppy. And we actually have a clip from her.
I felt like I had to go there just to try this thing because I couldn't quite believe that. I didn't know what it would be like to taste something that would block bitterness. They actually had me try the bitter blocker in beer, which was something I don't like the bitterness of. So that was really helpful for me. And it was really interesting because they put some of it diluted in some water and they added it to this beer. And it was an IPA, so it was a bitter beer. And I have to say, it really changed the taste dramatically as soon as they put it in. I mean, it was milder. It was almost like drinking a lager. I was like, wow, this craft IPA has become basically Budweiser.
So what's the science behind this bitter blocker?
So this bitter blocker, which is called Clear Taste by Mycotechnology, is made from mycelia on mushrooms. And you know, the mushrooms that grow in the forest. It's all natural and organic because it is made from these mushrooms. And these mycelia are made into a powder that can be put into liquid. And it contains molecules that temporarily stick to the taste receptors on the tongue and in your mouth to block the perception of bitter.
Huh.
And the reason that this is a kind of a popular thing now is that a lot of bitter foods can be very good for you. I mean, you mentioned bitter greens. A lot of the compounds like the phenols in bitter greens or in coffee, in chocolate, can be very good for you. But a lot of people don't like that bitter flavor. So bitter blockers are becoming quite popular. And I think one of the really interesting things about this is you find people who really like bitter things and who don't. When you look into why we do or don't like bitter, it's a much more complex taste than something like sweetness. We actually have 25 genes that code for bitter receptors on our taste buds, whereas for sweetness, we only have 2 genes that code for them. So sweet is really simple. If it's sweet, we know it has calories, and evolutionarily, that would be very helpful for us. Bitterness, on the other hand, often indicates toxicity. So it's something that we learn to like, and some people learn to like it better than others.
Like me, for example. I love good Brussels sprouts or dark chocolate. These foods with, you know, nice bitter edges, I think, add a lot of complexity. But it is something that you learn how to like. And the other interesting thing about having all of these genes that code for these taste receptors for bitter in your mouth is it really shows that we all taste bitter differently, which is another reason why some people like it and some people don't. Because there are so many differences in our taste receptors, there are a lot of differences in how we actually taste, say, a grapefruit or, you know, those Brussels sprouts that you get at the restaurant covered in bacon and maple syrup.
And that's what makes them more attractive.
Exactly.
The sweetness counteracts.
Right. It's a natural mask. You don't actually have to go to mushrooms to mask some of that bitterness.
So, Molly, Dan, what are some of the thoughts about using bitter in our cooking day to day?
Well, that's a really good question. It's interesting to see a lot of restaurants and chefs are incorporating things that don't sound good on the surface, like burnt vegetables or even vegetable ash. When we burn foods, we think that's generally a bad thing, and they definitely become really bitter. But chefs are using it almost as an extra layer of seasoning. So having a little bit of bitterness in there can add a lot more complexity to food. And so we've been playing around with that a lot in the test kitchen and for Cook Science. And we recently developed a recipe that uses charred, really almost burnt broccoli in a couple of interesting ways. And the first is that we take some of the top of the broccoli, the little florets, and we char them in a dry cast iron skillet until they're really pretty dark. And we blend that into a classic chimichurri sauce, which is an Argentinian herb sauce used a lot on steak. So it's got olive oil and herbs and fresh garlic. And normally it doesn't have a ton of bitterness. It's got a little bit from the herbs, but this charred broccoli adds a ton of flavor to it. So you get a lot rounder, more interesting sauce. And we also char some broccoli to serve on the side.
It's a really delicious dish. We serve it with flank steak. It all can be done in under an hour. And that bitter char gives it this complexity and an interesting kind of flavor aspect to it. It's super good.
Really a challenging idea and an interesting one to try. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Molly Birnbaum and Dan Souza are the executive editors of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Now, to learn more about bitter flavors in everything from vegetables to beer, take a look at the story, Building a Better Bitter, from America's Test Kitchen. Then head to our website for a recipe from Mark Bitterman. It's for tangerine fennel salad with bitter celery vinaigrette.